What is fun is living your life's mission and purpose and not going to bed feeling anxious and having your vision wake you up every single night and feeling anxious because you are not living the life that you know you're supposed to be living. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, I have something really cool for you to be able to connect. We have two cool things going on. So I am now texting you. I have started some text lists where you can opt in. And you'll be getting either first dibs on the products that we're doing or first dibs on Light Pink. So if you want to be able to get access to our programs firsthand with incredible sales and first to know, this is what you're going to want to text. So right now, text 310-496-8363 and text the word FAST or Light Pink, LITEPINK, or if you're real into everything that we're doing, you can text both of those words. So what you would do is text FAST and then retext the number, start a new text message and text the word Light Pink. What that does is it puts you on both of our lists, or you can choose one of those lists and we will be letting you know firsthand everything. So I don't know if you guys know, but during Light Pink, I used my text list to get feedback and to let me know all about flavors. And I used you guys for R&D, which was so much fun because you helped me create this drink along with everyone on Instagram. So I'm so grateful for that. So you guys text 310-496-8363. You can text the word FAST if you are interested in our FAST Foundations Mastermind that is getting re-enrolled right now. And you're only my text list is going to get $750 off in 24-hour earlier access than anybody else because this is going to fill FAST. So text FAST to 310-496-8363. And if you don't know, that mastermind has the most insane results. We not only helped people get their first six-figure online launches, but we also help people who just had an idea and a crazy work ethic go from zero to their first $20,000 launch. We have had incredible results and you can go and check out some of my last Instagram posts about the FAST Foundations Mastermind. Check out the comments and just see what people are saying about the program. So you guys, today on the quickie, I want to share with you about going for it, going all in on your vision. What does that mean? And what is missing from going all in on your vision? I have narrowed it down to one thing. And I think you already know what it is. What do you think stops you from going all in on your vision? Fear. Except fear has many, many, many sneaky branches. Because if you really broke it down and you wrote a list of what you're actually afraid of, it probably boils down to opinions, getting bullied, or your family and what they're going to say, and potentially being seen as selfish, a narcissist, not smart enough, not good enough. Who are you to do this? You're probably breaking a long family pattern of being able to not do something or doing something different, or it's going outside of what the expectation that others have on you. So when we go for our vision, what happens is we have to break a lot of expectations, and that is hard. We have to reset those expectations. So you're actually renegotiating, which is what I've talked about in my other quickie last week. But here's the thing. You have to go all in. And the only thing that's going to make you go all in is to create a belief that will not feel believable in the beginning, to create a belief that no matter what happens, you are protected by something bigger. You will be fine. Your mission is mission critical. And if you believe that, if you know that you are here for a reason, which we all are, then you will lean into this knowing that no matter what happens, everything will turn out okay. Everything will turn out better than okay. Because let's face it, okay is not going to pull me through when things are really tough and people are being insane or bullying you or criticizing you or telling you you are a horrible person and you should quit. It's easier to quit and stop getting that criticism, right? That's the easiest thing to do. But I'm pretty sure historically, people who have gone through to fulfill their missions in life didn't say, this is hard. I'm going to quit. I'm going to run and I'm going to disappear. So it's okay to disappear for just a little bit, but it's not okay to quit. So that is the thing that you need to realize is it's okay to stop for a bit and reassess and get poured back into and have people tell you they love you again and create some safe circles where you can say, this is hard. This sucks. I don't like being bullied or criticized or having my family tell me that I'm a bad person or that, you know, having these tough conversations all the time or never feeling comfortable. I'm uncomfortable every day. I'm anxious every day. I'm scared every day. That's not fun, right? But what is fun is living your life's mission and purpose and not going to bed feeling anxious and having your vision wake you up every single night and feeling anxious because you are not living the life that you know you're supposed to be living. I'm telling you, the reward on the other side of pushing through the pain or criticism or rejection and creating new contracts with your family and expectations and people around you, that is so much better, but you got to do the work. And here's how you're going to do it. You are going to lean in to the pain and the rejection. You are going to lean in and know that that mean comment is not bigger than the God or universe that you believe in. And you're going to know that in order to strengthen your faith, you have to walk through the tough times and say, this is not permanent. This is making me stronger. This is giving me a backbone. I saw the best quote. It said, make sure that you're not creating a wishbone where your backbone should be. And that just blew my mind because I was like, how many times have we been like, I'm just going to go and wish that this would happen, or I'm just going to go and I'm going to back down where I really need to be standing up for something, or I need to be getting clear. And maybe we need to take a good long look at ourselves and see if we're willing to be wrong and fail in public, right? Are you willing to be wrong? Are you willing to say you're sorry? Are you willing to fail in public? Are you willing to keep showing up even when things are not going your way, even when people are saying something totally different every single day? Or are you allowing those little things to take you down and those people to take your power? Because there is something far more powerful that has your back. And I'm just going to go off here for a second because I don't care what you believe in. For me, it's God. For me, you know, if it's universe, if it's energy, like you have to truly believe in that so hard in order for it to show up for you. You have to lean in when it's hard. So for me, when things are happening, I'm like, I'm protected. I'm safe. This is just a moment in time. This is actually making me better. This is how I show my faith. This is how I prove my faith. Keep showing up. You will be okay. Pray for comfort. Pray for peace in your heart. Pray to be able to make it through. Pray to know that this is a feeling in a place of that you're visiting. These feelings are just visitors. They are not staying. This is not your final destination. This pain is not your home. I know if anything, these feelings and this fire remolds me into the person that I am supposed to be. Lean in. You have to believe. You have to hold this belief that no matter what happens to you, there is something bigger protecting you. If you keep showing up, you're willing to fail, you're willing to say you're sorry, and you're willing to renegotiate and have the tough conversations. I know that this is new to you. I know that it doesn't feel good. I know that you think you should just be able to do this once and that it's just a one size fits all and your life is going to be great on the other side. But what I need you to understand is this is an ongoing process and the tools need to be sharpened. The conversations need to be had weekly. You need to head straight for it. You need to look it right in the eye and you need to say the only way through this is to face it. And what is my best worst option? What is my best worst option? You need to make that and then you need to learn from it. And that's the only way to get through this. And what's going to happen is it's not going to be as painful and you're going to start getting so freaking proud of yourself because pride comes from showing up when things are hard. It doesn't come from turning on Netflix and throwing your face in a bag of Doritos when it's hard. Yeah, that feels really good. And sometimes that's really important. Sometimes Doritos are the number one thing that you need to do for yourself. This is not a Dorito ad. but it should be. I need to get paid now. Just kidding. But you know what I'm saying. Take that grace, but don't quit. Take that grace, but don't quit. Don't succumb to those feelings every single day. You can do it for a little while. And then when you notice that you've had enough, that you're over those feelings, seek help. Ask somebody for help. Let them know that you're in a dark place or you need some help to get out. Let somebody know. Start talking. Start listening to podcasts. Say, Lori, you can do this. Go take a walk. Lori, you can do this. Just turn on a good song. Lori, you can do this. Just put down social media for a while. Put your phone in another room. Lori, take the space that you need. That what's happening on social media is not actual life. Go create your life. Go live your life. Go read a book. Go be with people who remind you that there's more, right? These are things that I have to say to myself, like, Lori, love yourself. Like, go find people who you can feel safe with and who understand you, or go create it if you don't have it. Because there were times I didn't have one person to text. You have to understand that. That's why I started doing what I do. That's why I preach so loud about this. But you have to lean in and you have to know that the faith won't actually come until you're in the fire and you choose to believe while you're in the fire. You choose to believe that the fire is for you. That's the only way you're going to do this. You have to go all in. You have to sit in it. Going all in means the willingness to sit in the fire for as long as it takes to get to the other side until you are transformed. And I'm telling you, it doesn't last forever. But if you're in it, you know that the transformation process is starting. And if you can't see a way out, then you know you're really in the transformation process. And you know that you're really in the middle of building faith, because faith doesn't get to be built when you're like, oh, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Faith is built when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's when faith is built. Faith is built when you know something is with you even in the darkest hour. Faith is built when you know the darkest hour is actually for you. That's what it is. But you have to keep on choosing to take care of yourself and lean in and pray and do the actions that help you get out. You have to know that you need a support system. You have to know that you have to be listening to podcasts and talking to people. You have to know that you have to do the steps to help yourself first. So lean in. You have to know that the initial feelings of taking action and feeling good are what are going to create the ideas that are going to help pull you out and create the people and the tribe and all of the things that are going to help pull you out. But you guys, you can do this. Like, I 100% know that you can do this. And if you're getting all of those feelings, they are gifts. It's not that people who are successful or have what you want did not get these feelings. It's that they got them in droves and they used them as their teacher. And they used them and said, school is in session. And they used them and said, God, I need your help. And they used them and said, I know that this is the lesson that's given to me in order to get to the thing in the place and become the person that I know I'm supposed to be, instead of resisting it. Use the lessons. They're all here. The weights are here. The weight rack is here. The dumbbells are being thrown at you every single day, except instead of lifting them up, what you're doing is you're saying they're too heavy and you're staring at them and saying, I can't do it. Of course, you're not going to be able to do it. Use the things getting thrown at you. They are the actual tools that you need in order to become the person that you're supposed to be. You guys, I'm obsessed with you. Like, the obsession is growing and growing because I get to see you when you share on social. I get to see you when you become a part of my different projects. I get to see you when you shout out different things that I'm doing. I get to see who I'm talking to every single day. And we're all in this together. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know what you're facing. Share it on stories. Share your biggest takeaways so that I can know who I'm talking to when I sit behind this microphone alone up in this podcast room. I'm sending you guys so much love. Definitely go text that number that's in the show notes. You can text the word FAST if you want to know about our FAST foundations, where you get $750 off. Only you do on the text list. So you're not going to get that in the different emails that we'll be sending out. Only you on the text list. So make sure you sign up, because the link will be in that text. And also, if you want to follow along with all of Light Pink's offerings, all of the R&D for Light Pink, you need to text Light Pink to that number, LitePink, to be the first to know where we're launching and what we're doing. So until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.